that your mission was to rescue my heart. Don't understand the sacrifice, why you gave up your life for the sake of my soul. Only heaven knows there's a mystery that lies within the logic of your love. And there's an undying mercy that I'm unworthy of. If that isn't reason enough to love you, reason enough to give you all of my heart and soul, there'll never be a reason that isn't reason enough to trust you, reason enough to give you all of my life. I know there'll never be a reason that isn't reason enough. You have opened my eyes to see the miracle you have made of me. I am your creation, so keep reminding me there's a mercy so much stronger than the weaknesses in me. And there are glimpses of your power that make it easy to believe. If that isn't reason enough to love you, reason enough to
thanks for joining on this Tuesday in Holy Week. This week is a culmination of all of Jesus' 33 years in ministry. In fact, one third of the four Gospels focus on this 1 7-day period. For that reason alone, it deserves our full attention. I love that song, Reason Enough. As it says, I don't know what you saw in me, but I'm glad you believe in me in spite of my condition, that your mission was to rescue my heart. I don't understand the sacrifice, why you gave up your life for the sake of my soul. There is only one thing that is crazier than this messed up world, and that is God's crazy love that dies in order to rescue us instead of give up on us. In other words, if you're ready to give up on yourself or this world, remember our Lord who gave up himself to save us for some reason. But it is reason enough for me to give myself to him. The scripture tells us that if someone might give their life up for a good person, but for a wicked, messed up world, well, probably not so much. Lest we forget, the Apostle Paul writes, while we were yet sinners, our Lord gave his life for us. So the cross is all that we have and all that we need. It's reason enough to trust him and in his amazing love for us. This Holy Week has God's signature of love all over it, stained in blood. Let me share just a few amazing things about this week that, as we like to say, you just can't make up on his passion. The very hill that Jesus, our Savior, was crucified on is called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And even today, if you look at that, the rock crevices are unmistakable, taking the shape of a skull. And it is that same range of mountains where the Dome of the Rock is today, where Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son, Isaac, over 1,800 years ago. And before Abraham could give up his son, an angel stopped him with these prophetic words, Abraham, do not take your son's life, for God will provide a ram or lamb for sacrifice. Yes, he would. And yes, he did. in our Lord. Our sanctuary has a cross that, if you look at carefully, you can see when the light hits the cross in a certain way. It shows a distinct mark in what would have been Jesus' side. As we know from the Old Testament prophecy from Isaiah, some 800 years before Jesus' crucifixion, he was pierced for our transgressions. And from John's account of the crucifixion in the gospel, he records that spear that pierced our Lord's side on the cross. And out of that side flowed water and blood. Death on a cross was excruciating. That very word was created for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to describe what a crucifixion death was like. Excruciating means out of the cross. And most medical experts agree that the one noticeable time where a combination of water and blood would come from someone's pierced side like Jesus indicates that he died from a ruptured heart. It kind of breaks your heart to think that that's what happened to our Savior on the cross. A broken heart. It makes us more endeared to him. A broken heart from his best friends betraying him, denying him, falling asleep on him in the garden, running away from him at the cross. But most of all, a broken heart, not from any physical condition, as excruciating as that would have been, but from the spiritual condition of separation from his Heavenly Father. As he took on all of our sins, the unholy sins of this world of ours, he was temporarily separated from his Holy Father. No wonder Jesus said that when the Son of Man is lifted up on the cross, he would draw all the world to himself. There is no display of love like this. A love that cannot be betrayed, cannot be denied, cannot be turned away from or run away from. A love bigger than death. A love reason enough to give ourselves to always.
That your mission was to rescue my heart. Don't understand the sacrifice, why you gave up your life for the sake of my soul. Only heaven knows. There's a mystery that lies within the logic of your love. And there's an undying mercy that I'm keep reminding me there's a mercy so much stronger than the weaknesses in me, and there are glimpses of your power that make it easy to believe. If that isn't me,